Joya Mukherjee is the medical director of Partners in Health based here in Boston. It's an aid group with community-based clinics throughout Haiti. Dr. Mukherjee arrived in the country the day after the earthquake struck.
There were no pain medicines at first. Many people were injured. Many of the children were there unaccompanied. And so there was a lot of crying and calling out for help from God, from other people. It was actually quite orderly, which was shocking to me, given the magnitude of the suffering. There was little chaos and a lot of suffering.
And you got back just this weekend. So in the 2 weeks that you were there, did you see an improvement in terms of the suffering that people were
massive improvement. I mean, pain medicines alone to people who've had massive crush injuries of their limbs and their trunk have alleviated suffering. I think the biggest lack is food and water. And so as we're going on rounds, as we're seeing patients, of course, people's chief complaint now is that they're hungry.
Well, that leads to my next question, because your organization, Partners in Health, is not a relief group. Partners in Health distinguishes themselves as a group that advocates for solutions driven by Haitians. So what does that mean on the ground today in Haiti when the main issue is preventing death and disease?
I think the Haitian government needs to be capacitated. We talk a lot about accompaniment at Partners in Health. There is a government in the chaos of that everyone has experienced. The Haitian government has lost many people and their physical facilities, the Ministry of Health, the Ministry of Justice, the Parliament, the Palace. I heard a report this morning that the Haitian government is giving press conferences under a mango tree. That's unacceptable. The international community needs to support the Haitian government at this time. Can the international community help more in providing a tent, food and water, and internet communications for the government? Yes, we should be doing that.
That kind of thing, though, is relief. That's an urgent need. And I'm wondering if you can give me an example, a concrete example of how a community-based response is working on the ground now in post-earthquake Haiti.
So we need community health workers on the ground to go and find people, to help organize mobile clinics, to help identify tent cities, communities that are not getting assistance. That needs to be driven by people who are the eyes and ears on the ground. And we believe that also paying grassroots workers and enabling Haitian grassroots NGOs right now would be a very effective way to get money, relief dollars, into the hands at the very lowest grassroots level or the highest level, and to try to empower them to be able to help their families.
You mentioned this press conference that the government held under a mango tree, and government officials are working in tents and living in tents. Are you worried about the Haitian government's ability to spearhead a reconstruction effort?
Sure. I'm worried about anyone's ability. And so I think this is where we need accompaniment. I don't think it's going to be a solution that drops in by parachute. And I think it's going to be a long-term need for solidarity and accompaniment among the appropriate partners who can help with telecommunications, who can help with, you know, reconstruction, quick reconstruction, who can, you know, I wish the Haitian government was working under a tent. I'm not sure that they even have a tent.
Well, Western governments and even individual donors are quite concerned about writing big checks, given Haiti's long history of corruption. We spoke earlier today with Haiti's tourism minister, Patrick de la Tour, who's spearheading the reconstruction effort. And here's what he had to say when we asked him about mismanagement.
I'm not worried about corruption at all. As a matter of fact, we are designing the solution, but we are not into the management of funds. We are discussing to see to what extent one of those international organizations, whether it is the International Monetary Fund, whether it is the World Bank, who should assume the coordination of the financial disbursement of the resources.
That was Patrick de la Tour, Haiti's tourism minister, who's spearheading the reconstruction efforts there. So, Joya Mukherjee, they're designing the solutions and will eventually kind of manage the funds when it comes in. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I actually agree with the minister. I think the fact is the solution has to be designed by the Haitian government and the Haitian people. This is a democratically elected government. He's saying we're going to have other partners that are perhaps more expert in managing this large-scale funds. I don't think any country in the world has managed relief that well. Look at the problems that our own government had with the management of funds for Katrina. And who can assure the vigilance? I don't know if it's the World Bank, but I think in partnership and making things as transparent as possible and as well documented as possible, we can alleviate and minimize the loss of money.
Dr. Joya Mukherjee, the medical director of Partners in Health, a nonprofit aid group with community-based clinics throughout Haiti. Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Thank you.